This Monday, the United States celebrates Columbus Day. The government established Columbus Day as a national holiday long ago to honor the Italian explorer Christopher Columbus. It recognizes his arrival in what Europeans called the New World in 1492. Today, some U.S. cities and areas are moving away from honoring Columbus and instead celebrating the native peoples of North America. Wisconsin is one of the latest areas to declare the second Monday in October Indigenous Peoples Day. Wisconsin's governor said earlier this month that his state recognizes and thanks tribal nations and native people. The state has 11 recognized American Indian tribes. Tahassee Hill is the chairman of the Oneida Nation. He says that celebrating Indigenous Peoples Day can help Americans learn about tribal culture and history. But, he notes, moving from Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day has taken a long time. The first reported celebration of Christopher Columbus's arrival took place in the United States in 1792. Later, some Italian Americans began celebrating the Italian explorer as part of their cultural history. In the 1930s, Columbus Day became a national holiday. But Native people have long objected to honoring the explorer, notes writers on the Smithsonian Institution's blog. They say that the arrival of Columbus, along with other colonizers, led to the deaths and forced assimilation of millions of Native people. They add, Indigenous Peoples Day recognizes that Native people are the first inhabitants of the Americas, and it urges Americans to rethink history. Recently, the city government of Washington, D.C., approved a measure to honor Indigenous Peoples Day instead of Columbus Day, at least for this year. One of the supporters of the measure is politician David Grosso. He pointed out in a statement that Columbus did not discover North America or even walk on the land that today is the United States. Opponents of the measure said Italian-American voters did not like the idea of changing the name of the holiday. Others objected on social media to what they consider the rewriting of American history. But supporters from many areas claim that celebrating Columbus as the person who discovered the New World is simply inaccurate, and they say honoring him as a hero ignores the violence, slavery, and disease his arrival brought to Native Americans. With Wisconsin, at least 8 states have already moved away from observing Columbus Day. But it remains a federal holiday. I'm Ann Ball.